6 miles down Wrangell's winding coastal highway, the former center of the local economy sits mostly empty, save for a few buildings, scrap metal, and a growth of alders. But Wrangell's officials believe the 39-acre former Wrangell mill site has economic potential. On June 14th, Wrangell's assembly unanimously approved spending $2.5 million to purchase the property. Wrangell's local government has floated a number of ideas for what might be done with the site, ranging from a second community marine haulout center to a possible site for larger ship tourism to a mariculture center. Other former mill sites around Southeast have been redeveloped in a number of ways. Ketchikan's former pulp mill site pivoted from timber to tourism and is now a cruise ship dock. Sitka's former mill site became a deepwater port and industrial park. Local paper The Wrangell Sentinel reports the initial timeline of approving the mill property purchase was delayed by a lien on the property. There was a contract dispute between the property owner and a contractor conducting scrap metal recycling at the site. At the meeting when the assembly approved the purchase, borough manager Jeff Good explained that a deal had been worked out, where part of the money from the purchase will go into a trust, which will be disputed between the contractor and former property owner. Mayor Steve Prasunka clarified.
So basically, the lien amount will be put in a trust separate from the sale.
Correct.
We will get full title to the property, clear of any liens.
Correct.
And then that they'll battle over that trust, and we won't have any involvement in that at all.
Correct.
The mill property purchase has faced some opposition from residents. Wayne Kerr said he disagreed with taking the mill property off city tax rolls, and he'd rather the local government give purchase money back to Wrangell residents.
On this mill property, why don't you take that mill or money instead of buying that mill? Nobody knows what's going on with it yet, except it's probably full of transmission fluid and stuff, maybe dead bodies under it. And take that money and dole it out to people like me. And, you know, I wouldn't mind getting a check for $2,000 every couple of months.
Sure.
Prasunka explained that the borough's intention isn't to hold on to the property. He said they want
to help private enterprise to access the property and be able to utilize that property and to generate commerce out there and to use it in a way that brings economic benefit and to the community. It's one of the last remaining deep water ports in Southeast Alaska. It's highly valuable and it's being underutilized. So there's a huge benefit to us being able to have some site control and help determine what happens there get this thing cooking along and get some stuff happening.
Wrangell's local government made previous attempts to purchase the former mill site starting in the mid-2010s. Borough manager Jeff Good says if all goes according to plan, the borough will close on the property June 20th. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.